Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got a big lineup for you here on Montana Talks this morning. Coming up at next hour, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we've got the CEO of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. After that, Everett Headley with Safari Club International. He's based out of the Bitterroot Valley. So outdoor focus of topics coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. This hour, though, it's great to have Montana Governor Greg Gianforte join us from the road. He's been in the middle of his 56-county tour and also just had a great, incredible event yesterday featuring Dolly Parton. Governor, great to have you on the show this morning. I tell you what, we had the Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz on the show last week. He was at the Western Congressional Caucus Summit in Whitefish, and he was telling everybody about this big agreement that the Forest Service has signed with you and the state of Montana, and now everybody else wants in on the action. They want an agreement in their states, too. But good to have you, Governor.
Good to be with you. It was a big deal. This is the first agreement of this type done anywhere in the United States. And it's really simple. We need to be better stewards of the forest. The state of Montana manages about 5 million acres of state land, and we do it on a sustainable basis for grazing and timber harvest. We produce better habitats, better recreation. And here's the kicker. When the state does it, we make money, and we transfer that money to pay for our schools. Last year, we wrote a check for $92 million to our schools so that we could teach our kids in a high-quality way. When the federal government manages land, they lose money on every acre. So I went to Tom Schultz right after he got appointed, the secretary, the Forest Service chief, and said, why don't you enter into a memorandum of understanding allowing Montana to start managing U.S. forest land? So this agreement is for 200,000 acres between Kalispell and Libby, and we're going to just do it the way we do the state lands. So we're going to improve habitat, harvest timber, reduce fuel loads, increase wildfire resiliency, and again, we're getting the eye of other people across the country. It's going to give us healthier forests. It's going to help us pay for our schools, and everybody wins.
And this just isn't just some short-term bump, some short-term project. This is a 20-year agreement so that those sawmills out there, so that those in the timber industry know that they've got long-term access to supply. Plus, it helps make for healthier forests and prevents these wildfires from burning out of control as well. I know the governor, you just got a wildfire briefing and an update during your 56-county tour traveling across southwest Montana. We'll talk about that and much more, but first, coming up right after the break, we're going to welcome Montana's First Lady, Susan Gianforte. She's got an incredible project. This has been kind of her signature initiative here. Wait till you hear the update on this program. But they just had a big event with Dolly Parton, country music legend Dolly Parton. They just had a great event with her yesterday. So we'll get an update from First Lady Susan Gianforte and what she's doing to get not just books in the hands of kids across Montana, but good, wholesome books in front of kids all across Montana. We'll start there right after this quick break right here with Montana Talks.
It's August 28th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Bowtie Day. The French military saw the way Croatian soldiers tied the necktie in order to keep their collars on their shirts together during the 30-year war in the 1600s. On this day, way back in 476 AD, the end of the Western Roman Empire, when Orestes, father of 16-year-old Emperor Romulus Augustulus, is captured and executed by Odoacer, a disgruntled German mercenary. In 2011, Katy Perry wins 3 awards, including Top Prize Video of the Year for Firework at MTV's Video Music Awards. Born on this day in 2005, reality TV star Alana Francis Thompson, also known as Honey Boo Boo. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Every single Montana zip code, over 27,000 Montana children now receiving free books in every Montana zip code. That's pretty incredible when you think about it, because there's some towns in Montana like Billings and Kalispell that have several zip codes just for those one towns. So every kid in every Montana zip code is now receiving free books. What an update. Yesterday, First Lady Susan Gianforte hosting a big event to celebrate just the achievements of this Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and the program here in Montana that the First Lady has been championing. Susan, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, what do you want to tell folks about the program? I mean, this is incredible. Every Montana zip code now receiving these books.
Yeah, so the 27,000+ makes us about 47% of eligible kids, almost one out of every two. But let me just say the program provides a free, high-quality, age-appropriate book delivered every month to children under 5 years old, and multiple children in a family can register. That because the books are age appropriate, they get different books. And the enrollment is MontanaImaginationLibrary.org. It takes a minute to register. It is so quick. But my goal is to get by the end of next year to 2/3 of kids registered. That would be 40,000 kids getting books at the home and getting them prepared to learn to read when they get to kindergarten.
And talk about the funding for this program as well, because I know you've stepped up to help make this a reality. Dolly Parton has stepped up to help make this a reality, and we're hoping to see her here in Montana soon. She did provide a great video update for it yesterday, and I understand country music artist Stephanie Quayle did an incredible performance yesterday for the event also.
Yes, she did. Yesterday was really a thank you to all the people that have supported over the last 4 years by attending the governor's Christmas galas. Those have been the fundraisers for my nonprofit that funds the Imagination Library program. And it's very cost effective. It's $30 a year for 12 books printed and mailed to the home to get into kids' hot little hands. But, yeah, I wanted to make it, when I made it statewide, typically a state appropriation is thought, takes a number of years. I was like, I know the easiest thing would be if it was fully funded and paid for, and the local folks did not have to raise money to pay for the books and the mailing. So I do that, and I pay the bills directly from my nonprofit, Treasure State Foundation.
That's incredible. And I know when we last talked with you, or at least a couple of times ago when we talked with you about this program, I had a listener, I think, in the Flathead Valley whose kids are, you know, taking part in this program. And what he said was like, and you know what's great about this is the books are wholesome books. They're good for kids. You're not getting some woke trash in your mailbox that you have to sift through to say, wait a minute, what am I giving my kids? Gee, thanks, but no thanks for the book. This is something that parents can trust to put in front of their kids, because you never know these days.
Absolutely. Dolly has a committee, and I'm sure she has the final approval on every book, but they are the best children's books. They're just wonderful. So the little ones get black and white board books, you know, when they're a couple months old, and they graduate up to very familiar books, and I've never heard a negative thing about a book. And they are also offering bilingual right now as well, Spanish, English, as an option.
Yeah, very interesting. Governor, I know you've got to be proud of the program. Yeah, we talk about kind of the contrast here. You kids all across Montana are getting wholesome books shipped to them thanks to the program here, supported by country music legend Dolly Parton and, of course, your wife, First Lady Susan Gianforte. And then there was this big report that came out last fall where the woke left-wing MFPE union here in Montana, they were pushing all these anti-American woke books to try to push on kids. What a contrast.
Well, reading is such an important thing, it's made such a difference in Susan's life. I mean, I'm so proud of her. You know, raised by a single mom who was widowed. And here's why it's so important, Aaron. We test third graders for reading proficiency in Montana. And at third grade, only 42% of Montana kids are reading at grade level in third grade. And the reason that's significant means almost 60% of the kids are not reading at grade level. And third grade is where you shift from learning to read to reading to learn. And if kids are still struggling to figure out what the words mean and what the sentences mean, they can't glean the content. So it delays the beginning of learning. Early childhood literacy are the keys to all the learning, whether it's mathematics, history, literature. And that's really what this program is focused on, is helping kids become proficient at reading, or at least laying the groundwork so when they get to kindergarten, they can start reading.
Well, I know we got moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas listening to the show right now. Maybe this is their first time hearing about the program, and they want to get these books in the hands of their kids or grandkids as well. Governor and First Lady Susan Gianforte, if you can, stand by. I want to give you a chance to give another plug for how kids and families can take part in this program. Got to take a quick break, and then we'll be back right after this. And then let's see, and then a whole bunch of topics here to cover before our next guest joins us around 8:40 this morning. We got a great sergeant from the Montana Highway Patrol joining us around 8:40. Back right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
1 week from tonight, the start of the NFL regular season. While millions of American football fans are focused primarily on their fantasy football drafts ahead of the coming season, fans in Minnesota celebrating the return of a fan favorite to the Vikings. Wide receiver Adam Thielen, who spent the first 10 years of his NFL career with Minnesota, going back to the Vikings. Thielen traded Wednesday by the Panthers, along with fourth and fifth round draft picks to Minnesota for a fifth round selection and conditional seventh round pick. The Chiefs, who will be without wide receiver Rashee Rice, suspended the first six games of the season for the role he played in a multi-car crash on a Dallas freeway last year, may look to sign a receiver. The Ravens gave All-Pro Kyle Hamilton the richest contract in total value for an NFL safety, $100.4 million over 4 years. The Saints named Spencer Rattler their starting quarterback. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski announced Dylan Gabriel will back up Joe Flacco at quarterback. Rookie Shador Sanders will be third string for Cleveland. 1 week from tonight, the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles will kick off the NFL season at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Tonight, college football. 17 games on the schedule this evening. At 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox Sports 1, the Minnesota Golden Gophers will be home to play Buffalo. Also tonight, 25th-ranked Boise State visits South Florida. Nebraska plays at Cincinnati. Rutgers home against Ohio. Wisconsin hosts Miami, Ohio. Speaking of the Buckeye State, the Cincinnati Reds became the last Major League team to get swept in a series this season. Reds lost to the Dodgers 5-1. Shohei Ohtani pitched a season-high 5 innings, recorded a season-best 9 strikeouts, and picked up his first win of the season. The Dodgers doubled their lead over the Padres atop the NL West to 2 games. San Diego lost 4-3 to Seattle. The Mariners still a game and a half behind the Astros for first place in the AL West. Houston shut out Colorado 4-0. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Big topics, big ideas,
Big Sky, Montana Talks.
All right. Thankfully, Governor Greg Gianforte and First Lady Susan Gianforte are able to stick around with us for a few more minutes here. Hey, normally we'd sneak in your phone calls. We are just we're rebooting our phone system right now. So if you've been trying to call into our phone lines, we are just doing a quick reboot on that. But in the meantime, though, you can message us on the Montana Talks app if you got a quick question or a comment, something you want to throw out there. Let's throw it right back to First Lady Susan Gianforte. Yeah, Susan, I know there's people listening to this program that are hearing about your program for the first time now. They want to get these wholesome books in the hands of their kids or their grandkids. Tell us again how they can take part.
Yes, so children under 5 can be registered by their parents or grandparents, aunts and uncles. It's MontanaImaginationLibrary.org, and there's an enroll button. Front and center, just click on that and little brief information on the child, birthday, address for the book, and they'll be getting it in about 8 to 10 weeks after that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, thanks for all you're doing on that front. Governor Gianforte, this was kind of part of your, you know, continuation of your 56-county tour as well. You just got a fire briefing in southwest Montana. Right now, I know, you know, a lot of talk about property taxes continuing. I did apply for my property tax rebate. That was nice. That was great to have on top of the income tax relief that Montanans are getting. I'm also hopeful, though, that we can get a group of Montanans kind of organized to fundamentally reform our property tax system. I mean, looking at everything that came through the legislature this past spring, there was no real easy fix. There was no real easy solution. I mean, the fundamental problem we've got with our property tax system is that our property taxes are based on the value of our home. And, of course, values have been skyrocketing here in recent years. And so that combined with the fact that, you know, local governments like Missoula especially continue to hammer their constituents with higher property taxes time and time again. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, Aaron. Property taxes are too high. And this is why we put the bipartisan task force together. They studied this. The best solution they came up with was the homestead rate reduction, which is what we implemented. I got the legislation a little bit late, so we couldn't implement it for 2025. It'll be implemented in 2026, and it's going to give a break to all Montana homeowners, renters, and small businesses. But you're absolutely right. If you haven't gotten signed up for your rebate, you need to do it. If you're a Montana homeowner, you go to getmyrebate.mt.gov, and we'll get you a check for $400 in the mail, and that's going to be a little bit of help. But the permanent fix comes next year. And here's the fundamental problem, Aaron. Property taxes do not come to the state of Montana. Any money the state gets from property taxes, we send 100% of it back out to the school system. So property taxes pay for local government and K through 12 schools. And those categories in a lot of counties have been growing very quickly. Now, the commissioners up in Flathead have done a good job of keeping the lid on prices. But as you said, communities like Missoula County, maybe not so much. Statewide, inflation has averaged a little over 2% every year for the last 20 years. Local spending, which is driving property taxes, has gone up a little over 6% a year for 20 years. So that's the root of the problem. We've got to slow local spending in order to keep a cap on property taxes.
Yeah, you had a couple of special guests join you earlier this year. I think during the legislative session, one was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and then another, Grover Norquist. I caught up with Grover Norquist yesterday, and, you know, a lot of people are talking about how Florida and Texas, you know, they're talking about just doing away with property taxes altogether. But even Grover Norquist was like, yeah, that's good in theory, but you got to remember some of these second and third order effects of just doing away with it altogether. and what that might entail might complicate. But I think just the idea of moving away from where we just base it off of the values, hopefully it's something we can move towards down the road. Talk about the wildfire briefings. Thankfully, you know, even though we continue to battle wildfires here in Montana, we've had, you know, warm temperatures like we always do every August. Your strategy, your approach of combating these fires more aggressively earlier on, and I think the Trump administration is working to do that at the federal level as well, that strategy continues to pay off. And with more timber harvesting and fuel reduction, imagine how much better off we'll be in the years ahead as well.
Yeah, we have some critical fires right now. It's down on the Windy Rock fire in Powell County. I was also over on the Bivens Creek and Cloud Rest fires. We did lose a life last Sunday, so we're still in the middle of fire season. Thankful for the rain we've had over the last day and a half. But a quick update. I mean, our strategy has been pretty straightforward. It's like more forest management and aggressive attack on all fires. Those are the two policy statements we've had. It's easier to deal with a small fire than it is a big fire. And just for folks to know, this year we've had about 1,800 fires in Montana. That's about the same number as last year, but we've only burned about a third of the acres that we burned last year. So this strategy is working. And very a little extra precipitation this summer helps.
That's right. Yeah, especially kind of the midsummer rain that northwest Montana got in particular, where they were the driest part kind of earlier on, and then they got that midsummer moisture. Let's see. One more quick thing. I know you got to run, Governor. I had a great conversation with the division administrator for motor carrier services under the Montana Department of Transportation, and basically, you know, where you're probably seeing all the concerns about foreign truck drivers on the interstates and on the roads and non-English speaking truck drivers. And basically, the moment the Trump administration made the move to enforce the English language proficiency, so did Montana DOT and Motor Carrier Services. He was telling me they've been averaging one trucker a day that they've taken out of service for failing to be able to speak English, basically.
Well, you got to know where you're going. You got to be able to read the signs.
Common sense, isn't it, right? Makes sense. Yeah. All right, Governor, I know you got to run. Big thanks to you and First Lady Susan Gianforte for joining us this morning.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time. All right, coming up, speaking of our roadways and our interstates, yeah, if you guys missed the conversation yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, the motor carrier services, you've probably seen their vehicles on the sides of the interstate. You've probably seen, you know, maybe you've seen their lights flashing running down the road and you thought, oh, is that Highway Patrol? No, it's not Highway Patrol. Well, it's kind of like Highway Patrol, but it's for the big rigs out there on the roads. And they run all the way stations in Montana as well. But I've got a write-up on our Montana Talks website right now because, of course, this has been a big topic of concern, the number of non-English-speaking truck drivers and especially these illegal alien truck drivers on the roads. Well, to give you a quick recap here, as we chatted with Eric Belford, who is the division administrator for Motor Carrier Services, he talked about how, you know, basically because of I-90 and I-15, we have foreign truck drivers that are traveling through Montana every day, all day long. As of as of August 27th, I think, we've had 75 English language proficiency violations. 74 of those have been placed out of service. So he says basically they're averaging one a day, and that's just in the last 2 months. Belford's got 29 years in law enforcement, 22 of them in the MCV. And the point that he made was exactly the point that Jim and Malta made when Jim called into the show last week. Jim's got background in the trucking industry. He was on the national board. This is Jim Verhoff. He's on the national board for the Owner Operators Independent Drivers Association in America. And so he made the same point that Jim Verhoff made, which is like, what Trump is doing is just bringing us back to the way it's always been done. As far as he can remember, he started in 1996. And even before he started in, you know, motor vehicle enforcement, there was an English language proficiency requirement. And then they started to undo it under the Obama-Biden years. And then they did it even more aggressively under the Biden years. And that's a big reason we're in the mess that we're in right now, on top of the, you know, the infiltration and the invasion that took place thanks to Joe Biden's, you know, open borders also. But, yeah, full write-up on the Montana Talks website right now if you want to check that one out. But speaking of the, roadways, actually coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have Sergeant Metcalf with the Montana Highway Patrol join us on the show. Talking to him, you know, Kate, a lot of school kids are already back in school. I think you've got Great Falls, you've got Whitefish, kids already back in school. I think the Billings School still got a few more days. Some of the Kalispell kids still got a few more days. Get to enjoy the Labor Day weekend before it's back to school. But, you know, Nancy in Roundup raised this question, raised this concern yesterday on the program. She says, okay, we've had all of these run-ins with illegal aliens, all of these run-ins with people who aren't speaking, who can't speak English. Look at all the traffic accidents that have taken place in the Bozeman area alone involving illegal aliens, people that can't speak English. Well, what does that mean now that all of our school kids are going to be back on the road or walking on the sides of the road, getting to school, waiting for the school bus, you name it? Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about here with the Montana Highway Patrol in just a few more minutes here coming up after the next break. Let's see. And then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we've got the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation CEO joining us for the first half of the program. And then Safari Club International joining us for the second half of the program. If you got some topics or some questions you want us to raise, hopefully we'll have our phone lines up and running. It's rebooting right now. Hopefully we'll have that up and running for you in the 9 o'clock hour. If not, message us on the Montana Talks app, and I'll share your comments and your questions with our guests, and you can just kick back and listen in and get real-time reactions. All right, back right after this with the Montana Highway Patrol. And like I say, several headlines on our Montana Talks website. Oh, another one to throw at you. Brian Massard, the Montana rancher. Remember the debanking story? You got to see what his daughter wrote as a tribute.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, this is pretty cool here. So we've got our next guest not just with us on the phone lines here. We're doing one of these video chats because I think the audio quality sounds a little better than if we do it over the phone. And so we've got Sergeant Metcalf here. I think Sergeant John Metcalf from the Montana Highway Patrol with us on the show. And normally I get to talk to so many great folks, but this time I actually get to see him as well. And Sergeant Metcalf, it's great to literally see you and have you on the show. You're in the patrol car right now as we speak.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and you say us because you're not alone. You got a special guest in the back seat right now.
Hey, come here. There he is. This is K-9 Jim. Like, I call him Jim.
K-9 Jim. All right, nice.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, so he's got the K-9.
We'll name the next one K-9 Flint.
Oh, nice. There we go. Well, today we wanted to talk, you know, a lot of kids are already back in school and school safety. I'm going to kill my camera here just in case it's causing some audio latency here. But yeah, Sergeant Metcalf wanted to talk about school safety, kind of the rules of the road, especially as kids are getting back out there, waiting at bus stops, walking to school. Man, it just seems like we've had so many of these traffic accidents. So thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Happy to talk about it.
Where do you want to start?
You know, we can start with some basic school bus safety laws. So the big thing that we see is when a school bus is stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are going, people, even if they're headed the opposite way, need to stop and give the school bus 30 feet of room. That allows kids to get on and off the bus safely. And also, even in intersections, if a school bus is stopped with its stop arm extended, its lights going, people in all the different directions need to stop and give the school bus 30 feet. And it only takes a minute, you know, for kids to get on and off the bus. And we're trying to prevent any crashes.
What's crazy is I saw, I think it was a press release that the Montana Highway Patrol sent out. You would think that, most folks at least know this or understand it. Like, maybe we just need to be reminded about, you know, okay, hey, you're stopped. That's great. Give a little more standoff distance, a little more separation, because that helps out the other traffic as well. But apparently there have been a lot of these types of violations and citations here just in the last, you know, couple years.
Yeah, I think in just between 2023 and 2024, there was 144 cases that the Highway Patrol investigated. So that's just the times that we're made aware of it. So it's certainly going to be a higher number.
And, of course, especially with the schools that are already up and running here before the Labor Day weekend, you know, we've still got a lot of the tourist traffic all across the state in many of our communities, too. So that's the added complicating factor here, you know, whereas some of the other schools won't be back in until next week.
Absolutely. And it needs to be a team effort. You know, something that, you know, we've kind of talking about in the Highway Patrol is when you're coming up on a school bus, pretend that your kid's on the school bus. How would you want other drivers to drive and to behave around a school bus with your kid on the school bus? So wait, stopping and waiting just a minute for a kid to get on and off the bus safely, that seems like a really a good investment for time and safety, on, from my opinion.
From, you mentioned how from 2023 to 2024, there was a total of 144 school bus violations, I think 80 citations, and then 29 warnings issued here in Montana alone. What are the penalties like? What are the fines like when enforcement actually does occur?
Sure. So it's considered reckless driving. And the first time somebody would be found guilty of it, it's a $285 citation. But then there's a big jump for repeat offenders, and it goes up to over $700 for a second offense.
What else are you seeing out there on the roadways when it comes to, you know, Montana interstates or just rules of the road in general? You know, we've been talking a lot about foreign truck drivers and non-English-speaking truck drivers. And yesterday I had the division administrator on from Motor Carrier Services and got to hear a little bit more about the work that they do and what they're doing to enforce the English language proficiency requirement that thankfully is now put back into effect by the Trump administration and by the state of Montana. But what are you guys seeing from a Montana Highway Patrol perspective as well?
You know, there's the big things of the Highway Patrol and almost every crash that we investigate, speed, seatbelts, and DUIs. So speed, obviously, we have fast speed limits, right? 80 miles an hour on the interstate, 70 miles an hour, generally the daytime on the two lanes. But, you know, when we have good weather now, but, you know, winter's not far off. People can drive slower than the speed limit, right? We want people driving at a safe speed. Seatbelts, so important. It's when we have fatal crashes, seatbelt usage is not very high. And then impaired driving, we actually get impaired truck drivers, commercial drivers. So on top of just, you know, normal drivers. But it is a federal motor carrier service law that you have to be able to speak and understand English. Generally, that's something that the DOT, our DOT partners, the motor carrier services guys and gals enforce. They do a lot more of the commercial stuff, but it is a requirement, absolutely, to be able to speak and understand English.
Very interesting. So, like, let's say you pull over an 18-wheeler that, you know, broke the law, too fast, whatever, driving crazy, and then you get there and the guy doesn't speak any English. Do you call MCS then to come in, or what's kind of, how does that process work? And I know I'm just throwing this one at you kind of here at the last minute, but yeah, interested in your thoughts if you can.
Yeah, so generally to write a lot of the motor carrier service-related citations, you have to be an inspector through them. And the Highway Patrol does have some people that are. There's three levels. Most people are level three inspectors, which is basically like a logbook type check to make sure that commercial drivers' hours are good. But we would call them, and they would be able to come out and you know, do their type of investigation. But it's really important that people actually do understand and can speak some basic English because that's how all of our safety signs are written. That's how our speed limits are written. That's how the, you know, the instructions to pull into the weigh station are, right? So there is a need for some basic English proficiency so that people can read the signs.
I was going to say that even the people who speak English have enough, apparently enough trouble reading some of the basic signs like, hey, slower traffic, keep right. Or, hey, there's a pullout ahead. So if you got 30 vehicles behind you, why don't you use the pullout in front of you? Sergeant John Metcalf, great to have you.
Construction zone coming up. That's a big one.
Yeah, great, great point there. No, no, thank you for throwing that one in there. Yeah, the construction zone, especially when you got workers literally within feet of high-speed traffic. Sergeant Metcalf, great to have you on the show. Thanks for all you do. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
For the kids going back to school, make sure you get your homework done.
Yeah, that's right. And do the stinking dishes, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, well, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate all you do. Appreciate you joining us here on Montana Talks.
Absolutely, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. That was great. But, yeah, man, I should see if I could have taken a screenshot of the video here because it's cool seeing him in the patrol car with the canine in the back as well. Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, let's see. We got a quick few minutes here at the tail end of the show. We're going to talk more about school safety in particular. In fact, tomorrow's 9 o'clock hour, Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter is going to be one of our guests, because he's got probably one of the best, most comprehensive school safety, school security programs in the entire country. So we'll get to Sheriff Slaughter tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour of the program. But, of course, we've got to talk about this story out of Minneapolis and just this sickening shooting by this transgender shooter. Here we go again, another transgender shooter targeting Christian school kids. We'll get to that here in the next segment. And yeah, message us on the Montana Talks app while we reboot our phone lines here. Hey, this is let me tell you some more good news here. So I was talking with the Gunn family. They've got high caliber plumbing and really cool. You guys have probably heard me talk about these tankless water heaters where you never run out of hot water. So if you got a lot of kids, or if you got family visiting, or, you know, hey, you think about kids going back to school, everybody's showering at the same time, you run out of hot water. Well, I'll tell you what, get a hold of our friends at High Caliber Plumbing. If you're in the Billings, Red Lodge, Columbus areas, veteran-owned, family-owned business, not only do they install the Rinnai tankless water heaters, but they are officially certified by Rinnai to do it. So they know how to do it the best. But here's the other thing. Some of these tax credits for things like, you know, energy-saving water heaters, for example, those tax credits will expire at the end of the year. So now is the time to strike. Now is the time to get that tankless water heater and other energy-saving devices. Get a hold of High Caliber Plumbing. Like I say, if you're in the Billings, Red Lodge, or Columbus areas, veteran-owned family, and they're certified to install it, they'll do a great job. Check them out, highcaliberplumbing.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Maybe Jen Psaki for once could stop lying and educate herself and tell her audience, as small as it might be, the truth for once, which is Donald Trump's crackdown and use of the National Guard has lowered every major crime category in our nation's capital. It has been an incredible success. The very same people that support defund, dismantle, no bail laws, reimagine the police lunatics, let's replace police with social workers, are going to lecture us when an incident like this happened, when they've been bitching and moaning and groaning and complaining for how many days now about Donald Trump deploying the National Guard? You've got to be kidding me. It's all preventable. Everybody should once and for all. Let's put an end to this.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
All right, how many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not so much for your cell phone. Look, likely over time, the battery will fade, the processor can't keep up, and maybe it's even fallen in the toilet one too many times. Now, fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace without feeling guilty. When you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk and text and data and a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass, and a battery that lasts all day. It's all on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like PureTalk is a good thing. The switch, it is simple, it is fast, it is easy. You dial #250, say the keyword save now to get your free phone today. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company, PureTalk.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Foligno, Randy Travis's wife. Says she never believed her husband would die from his massive stroke, even though that's what the doctors were saying in an interview with Fox News Digital. Mary Travis recalled the moment she refused to give up, despite doctors urging her to pull the plug.
That was the moment that I knew that Randy Travis was going to make it, because he squeezed my hand and a tear went down his face. And I said, he's still fighting.
More than a decade later, Travis is still defying the odds. Since his 2013 stroke, he used artificial intelligence to bring his voice back to life. Morgan Wallen ran past curfew in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Now he's paying the price. During his On the Problem tour stop at Gillette Stadium August 22nd, Wallen's performance went 14 minutes past the town's 11:30 curfew. The Boston Herald reports the penalty cost 25 cents per fan in attendance. It totaled $15,705. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got just a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show. Everybody's obviously heard about this horrific school shooting in Minnesota. Where this transgender shooter, yet another transgender shooting suspect, killed innocent little children while they were in the middle of a Catholic mass. Once again, not only another transgender shooter, but also we have another Christian school being targeted by a transgender shooter. Something that set me off earlier this morning, I saw there was a liberal blogger out of Great Falls shared a story, and it was some liberal, this was at like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that, and the story was this liberal website: why does the right falsely blame trans people for mass shootings? And I'm like, man, you need to go back and get some sleep and delete this trash. Seriously, I mean, the day after a transgender, yet another transgender shooter kills innocent little kids at a Christian school during a Catholic mass, and you're going to post this trash? Yeah, why would anybody be talking about the fact that there are so many of these transgender shooters right now? There appears to be a pattern here. In fact, that's exactly what Jesse Waters, Jesse Waters covered. He had an incredible segment all around last night. Let me see if I can play a part of that segment for you.
I think it's either like you have to be honest and say what will actually work, which is what nobody wants to hear, which is that there are just simply way too many firearms and they're way too accessible. And even if
and they're too powerful.
And they're too powerful. Even handguns, too.
Mm. So a suicidal transgender who hates Trump's Christians and Jews shoots up kids in a Catholic school, and the media wants to take away your handgun. So how are we supposed to protect ourselves from trans shooters? The media is bad at pattern recognition. We aren't. Just 2 years ago, another trans 20-something walked into a Christian school in Nashville with a rifle and shot 3 kids and 3 adults. They buried the manifesto and locked down the case. We've seen trans shootings in Colorado and in Maryland. They even shot up an ICE facility in Texas. And it seems like half of Antifa's trans. A couple of they thems just got popped for firebombing Teslas.
By the way, I had a great conversation earlier this morning with David Noble, who does a great job guest hosting the program for us here from time to time as well. And we talked about the violent rhetoric that the left uses in this, as they push this radical left-wing transgender agenda. We even saw it in the state capitol in Helena during the transurrection, when the transgender activists attacked our Montana House of Representatives. And then the radical Democrat lawmaker from Missoula talked about how the Republicans will have blood on their hands. And so we talked about how they have used violent rhetoric in talking about and promoting their radical transgender agenda, and how they've been feeding off of the mental health challenges facing so many of these people. Anyway, you can check that out on the Montana Talks podcast here later today. And we would talk much more about this topic coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But, of course, we've got a couple of great guests joining us talking outdoor issues and more. Let me see. There was one other clip from Jesse Waters, if I have time to play it. May not have time to play it here. But basically, Jesse Waters in that same segment detailed that, you know, more of the background of this transgender shooting suspect in Minneapolis. Oh, and then he also highlighted just the sickening hypocrisy of the mayor of Minneapolis, who immediately wants to promote gun control and then immediately wants to shut down anybody who would highlight the fact that so many of these shooters targeting Christian schools, so many of these mass shooters here are transgender activists. In fact, when you go back and you look at this left-wing trash shared by that blogger in Great Falls earlier this morning, one of the things they say is, well, trans people rarely commit mass shootings. People, period, rarely commit mass shootings. But why are so many of them trans?
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information.
This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.